starting the fourth parak, I think it will be. Let's begin. So the fourth parak of Pirkei Avos begins with a famous Mishnah. Says the Mishnah, Ben Zoima Oimer. Ben Zoima says. Ezeu Chacham, who is considered a wise person? Haloimed Mikol Adam, one who can study, who learns from everybody. Shenemar Mikol Malamda Iskalti, I have something to learn from everybody. Ezeu Gibor, who is Gibor strong? Hakoyvesh Yitzray, one who can conquer his Yitzray. Shenemar Toiver Chapaim Migibor. In Erech HaPaim, a patient person is stronger than a Gibor. A Moshe Baruchai, one who can control his Ruach, Miloichid Yir, is more powerful than a person who can conquer a city. Now, by the way, on this, I want to, even though I don't usually go tangential, because I usually stay very, very focused on Reb Chaim Volozhiner, but since I want to share with you a thought from the Vilna Gaon, and as we know, Reb Chaim Volozhiner's Rebbe was the Vilna Gaon, and basically it's one base medrash, one base medrash of the Vilna Gaon. So I want to share with you words of the Vilna Gaon about exactly this thing which I said over on Shabbos. Okay? On this concept of Ezeu Gibor HaKoyvesh HaSitzrei. Let me just go get the sefer from the Bishmedrash. One second. I'm really sorry. Oh, I forgot to bring the sefer. One second. Okay, so the Vilna Gaon concept of working on your midos, breaking a mida. Okay, a person is always jealous. A person's stubborn. You got to break the mida. So the Vilna Gaon says in the Sefer Evan Shlomo, listen to this. This is unbelievable. It says Iker Chius HaAdam, the main livelihood, the main source of life for a person, is to constantly work to break your midah. And if you're not going to work to change yourself, to break a midah, why should you bother living? Pretty powerful language from the Vilna Gaon. In other words, you were born with certain midahs. Those midahs weren't like, okay, you know, I guess this is who I am. That was your challenge in life. Your challenge was the character that you were given, refine that. If you're just going to go with it down the, you know, so then you're not accomplishing, you're not doing what you were meant to do. Okay? So, lama lechayim, so you got to break your character and refine it. Now, that's number one. Then he says, and this is to me, it was very, very strong. He says the following. He says, you know that in a lot of the Sfarim, the Sifrei Musar, they discuss the concept of Yisurim. We spoke about it a little bit before. Yisurim, that a person, that suffering helps cleanse the person's neshama. So therefore, in certain Kabbalistic Sfarim, they would write that, you know, for certain averos, this is how you're supposed to do. You're supposed to go and be toibel in a freezing cold mikvah. Go find a mikvah that's frozen over a river, chop the ice down, and then be toibel in. Right? Or go and fast for a month, whatever. Right? This is how you get rid of certain averos. So the Vilna Gaon says, that a person is supposed to make sure he has Yisurim in this world. He's supposed to have pain in the world. But he says, a person is supposed to pain themselves in the world, but loy b'tanesim, not through fasting, visi gufim, and hitting yourself and scratching yourself and making your past self painful. That's easy. That pain is easy. That's just pain to your body. Rak b'resim pivu b'tavosim. You know what type of suffering you're supposed to do? When you want to say lashon hara, hold your mouth back from saying it. The control that you have to demonstrate is painful. And that pain that you have by controlling your midah, that counts more than all the fasts and the yisurim that you could go through. And he says, v'zehu atshuva. Then he says, shemusar hu yisurim. You know why musar is called musar? Musar is from the language of yisurim. Sha'adam miyaser es atzmoim, because you're causing yourself yisurim, yisigufim. Okay, you're causing yourself yisurim by having to change your character. It's unbelievable, Vilna Gaon. The Vilna Gaon is saying that a person's yisurim is, you want to say that the yisurim is when you want to say something and you manage to hold yourself back and you don't say it, so you're conquering your yetzer. That shvira, that breaking of yourself, is yisurim. It's considered yisurim, and it's mechaper. It atones for the person in the same way that a fast would. Why? Because what's the point of a fast? A fast is that you're conquering your taiva to eat. So the Vilna Gaon is saying your taiva to say the Lashon Hara is greater than your taiva to eat. So if when you're conquering the taiva to eat, you're conquering the desire to eat, you have the schar of a tainus, of a fast. Imagine how much more so you have if you're conquering your yetzer to speak and to say something bad. Right? You got into a fight with someone, you want to say everything, say it. And you hold yourself back. That's
when someone holds back on eating something, it's like they did tanit.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, the right, this is called in the yeshivas, in they used to call it the tainus of the ravid. Why is it called the tanit of the ravid? Because the ravid said that fasting is easy. You just, you know, he said, you know what you should do? You know, if you really want to fast, what you should do? Every meal, don't finish your plate. When you have a meal, leave something. Don't finish the plate. Leave something. It's right in front of you. You're eating anyway. But you stop a little bit. That's more than a fast. That was the Ravid said.
Even the Shulchan Aruch says that you have to leave over some of the bread. It's part, you know, like...
Yeah, but that's to break out some muffin. Right, exactly, yeah.
It also has some self-control there. It's, you know...
Right. So the demonstrating the self-control when there's the full plate of food in front of you and it was served to you to eat. And I still remember Mashgiach, when he said over this tiniest of the Ravid and in the yeshiva, then he said, and if your mother says when she serves you the meal and you're not finishing the plate that it's baltashchis, you could say that baltashchis is when you're throwing it out for no reason. Here, I'm throwing it out for a reason. that's what the Mashgiach said in Yeshiva. He said, it's not baltashchis. He said, baltashchis is to treat yourself like the garbage. Why put it in the garbage can? Why do you have to put it in your why do you have to eat it for? If you're full, I mean, you're nourished. We're not talking about you're malnourished, right? Just whatever. May as well, you know, finish the mashed potatoes. You know? So he's saying that's the tightness of the rivets. That goes to your point, okay? So anyway, so that's this Mishnah. I thought this Vilna Gaon was so powerful because sometimes a person's faced with a challenge in midos that they could have never imagined, right? That, you know, they're fighting with. They have an argument with someone, and you know what? I'm just going to give in. And you're going to give in. This guy is stepping all over you, right? And not only you're not going to fight back, you're going to let him think that he's right. I mean, and you know what? So I remember Rabbi Franz said one time, said such a good vart. Said the mission. He said this midah, koyvesh es yitzray. Okay, it's also in the Avodah of Elul. It's called Ma'avram Midoisav Ma'avirin La'akol Pshav. We discussed this last week a little bit. So I remember Rabbi Franz said one time. He said, in the Mishnah calls such a person that can do this, step away. He said the Mishnah calls this person a gibor. It's a gibor, right? In English, you know what this person is called? A wimp. Right? And we look at it like, you let these people step all over you. Come on, you got to stand up for yourself. You know, you're just going to let their, you know, you're a wimp. You know, you don't want to fight. So in English, in society, they look at it like a weakness. And the Mishnah says, no, this is the greatest gibor. This is a gibor. You're weak if you fight. You're a gibor if you can hold back. Right? If a person understands that this is not the place to demonstrate to fight back, and you hold yourself back from the fight, that's gvura. Okay? Anyway, that's what the Mishnah says. So that's the second thing. So his important things, these for getting ready for El, these midas, it's unbelievable. Anyway, so Izor Chacham, the Chacham is Alemini Kol Adam, the Gibor is Kovish as Yitzro, the Ashir, the wealthy man, is Sameach Bechelkoi, right? The wealthy man is the person who's happy with what he has. Why? Because we define wealth as not what, you know, a tax bracket you're in or whatever. We define wealth as you have what you need, right? So if you have what you need, so then if you keep on wanting more, then you don't have what you need. Everything you have, you need more, right? So so therefore, if you're happy with what you have, that's called an asher. And ezeu mechabed, mechubar mechabed es abrias, and someone that can respect other people is called has honor. Now, it's Rav Chaim Voloshiner points out interestingly that these are the same midos that are mentioned in the Gemara in Nedarim, that it says that a navi, in order to reach the level of prophecy, you have to have four things. It says you have to be a chacham, a gibor, an asher, and an anav, and have humility. So he says, I don't understand. So that's the same thing that the Mishnah lists here, right? Chacham, gibor, asher. So he says, I don't understand. He says, we believe, and that's it says in the Gemara, that if a person's going to be wealthy or poor, it's not up to him. If a person's going to be weak or strong, not necessarily up to him. A person's going to be wise or not wise may not be up to him. So if you want to say you need humility to get prophecy, that I understand. You have to work on being your humility. But whether you're rich or poor, you're wise or not wise, why is that a factor in getting prophecy? Why should those play a role in your nevuah? Okay, so I'm rich, therefore what? So I'm a gibor, therefore what? So Rav Chaim Voloshiner says, it's a great, great part. He says that really, the main thing to get prophecy is to be have humility, is anivas, be an anav. Why? Because if you're an anav, then you can get rid of yourself in the picture and you can just connect with Hashem. Otherwise, if you're constantly in the way, you're covered and everything about you is in the way, then you can't connect to Hashem. You have to be human, have humility. So he says, if a person is dumb, poor, and weak, but he's also humble, obviously he's humble. He has nothing to be a bagaiva about. So it's not a chiddush that he's humble if he's dumb, poor, and weak, right? So the point is that he has to be a gibor and a chacham and an asher and a very well-respected person and still be an anav. Oh, that's the real anav. So really he says the point is not the chacham, gibor, and asher. The point is the anav. But you can't be an anav if you're not a chacham, gibor, and asher. You got to have something to have a gaiba about. And once you have something to be a gaiba about, now you can work on your anivas. So he says that really the point is that we want to see the person that really should be a gagab and he could say everything is coming to me, but he doesn't. And he says, no, I'm an anav. That's the person that deserves to get prophecy. And we'll see tomorrow how he explains that in the Mishnah is coming to teach us all three of these midos. How could you have these midos in a way that will help you be an anav? Right? Because you could be an asher in a way that will make you a balgaiva. But you could also be an usher in a way that will help you be an anav, right? So we'll see tomorrow this. I'm going to go through the Mishnah explaining that really the Mishnah is giving me advice that how do you get in, can you have these midos while retaining your anivas, your humility, okay? So I'll pick that up tomorrow, Be'ezras Hashem, okay?
Yeah, thank you, Rabbi.
And by the way, everyone, we had a...